Amen. Good Friday is, of course, the saddest, most solemn day of the Christian year. It is a time when we reflect on the death of Jesus, brutality of his fellow men, the injustice that seems to be prevalent in the world. And perhaps we want to ask questions. Questions like, why did Jesus follow this path? Why did God have him follow this path? Why didn't Jesus stop it? Why didn't God stop it? Why indeed did God allow this to happen? We're people who like to ask questions, but when it comes to our faith, we often feel that we have to have answers and certitude. And for much of Christian history, people felt that the answer could be found in the cross. Various theories were developed and adumbrated, like atonement and salvation history, the need to pay off debts to atone for our guilt. But in modern times, certitude is not always there. And we seem to live in an age when people are more prone to ask questions. Sam Wells, the vicar of St. Martin in the Fields in London, has written a book called Hanging by a Thread, The Questions of the Cross. And he makes the observation that where we once went to the cross for answers, today perhaps it's more appropriate for us to bring our questions to the cross. Remember, Jesus himself, on this day, when he was on that cross, asked the question, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was a teacher. Jesus was a religious man. He knew his scripture. And indeed, if we believe the gospel, he was not only fully human, but fully divine. And still, he asked questions. But we know that at that moment, God did not provide an answer. Still, Jesus was loyal and dedicated to the end. And when he sensed the moment had come, he said, "It is finished." And he passed away. But not until he had brought his mother and that beloved disciple together to provide support and care and love for each other. God doesn't provide us with answers all of the time. But in Jesus, God offers us an example of how we might lead our lives. Jesus, throughout his ministry, and never more so than on the day he was crucified, brought love to people. Love without questions, love without boundaries, love never ending. That is the kind of love that we should share with one another. That is the kind of love that should gird us to deal with life's challenges and difficulties, with illness, with injustice, with suffering and death. The tendency for humans is to look away from suffering, to turn away from death. There's a reason we have a small congregation tonight, but we will have a large congregation on Sunday. And it's not because people are faithless. But tonight, we dwell on the death of Jesus, and we confront it. We acknowledge it. And in doing that, we acknowledge our own pain and our own suffering and our own brokenness. We know that our faith does not offer easy answers. There is no fairy godmother, no magic wand to make all the problems go away. But there are no promises of those things in Scripture. On that hill, we read in John that there were two men one on either side of Jesus, who were also being crucified. If you look at the Gospel of Luke, at chapter 23, verses 39 to 43, you get a bit more of a description of that moment, the personalities and the conversation that took place. Jesus was executed with two criminals. That was one way for Pilate to say that Jesus too was a criminal. And the man to one side said, somewhat mockingly, perhaps taunting Jesus, "You're the Messiah, save us." And Jesus did not respond. But the man on the other side asked him, "When you're in heaven, would you please remember me?" And Jesus responded to him and said, "This day you will be with me in paradise." That first man saw Jesus as an instrument, as a tool, as a way to fulfill his desires. He looked to Jesus to do something, to be for him. The other man looked to Jesus and saw someone who would be with him, who would provide him with companionship. And in that darkest moment, Jesus responded. When the shadows grow long, and when hope fades away, and when it seems that death might very well have the final say, we can count on the presence of God. We can count on Jesus being there. Just as Jesus was present with us, Emmanuel, God with us, 2,000 years ago, on this day, when we mourn and when we grieve, we have the consolation that Jesus is here with us too.